this ministry and others that you connect us with, Lord, that will go around the world. Lord, we thank you that this walk is so much more than just us. Father, we choose to expand our vision, to expand our heart, and I'm asking you to open it even more today, Lord, that we can see what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to take just a few moments here to share with you. I want to talk to you about being mindful of missions, what it is for a local church. You know, we've been doing a series on the local church, and I just want to talk about a few things about being mindful of missions. We started Living Hope Church as a Bible study in 1995 in our home. We started with just, actually the night we started the Bible study, it snowed, and so nobody could come but me and Beth and the girls. We had a Bible study, and so it has evolved from our living room to our garage to different places. But the very first time that we wrote a check, 0001 or 001, whichever one it was, we wrote a check for $15 to missionaries in Jamaica. And people that we had met at another church. And, you know, when we began Living Hope Church, we began Living Hope Church knowing that we wanted to focus on more than just the four walls here. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes I think my vision is so big that I need to slow myself down and focus on, you know, more here too. But you have to understand, if we don't focus on something bigger than ourselves, we're going to become self-centered. And our whole goal from the very get-go has been that we have missions that we support, that we have outreaches that we support, that we are connected with different ministries, that we are faithful. Everybody say faithful.
Faithful.
Because, you know, if you're not faithful in these things, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6 there, it says that a steward must be found faithful. And Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, commit thou to faithful men and women that will be able to teach others also. So when you think about living a faithful life in regard to missions outreach, you know, there's just a few things here, and I'm not going to take long because while the sun's shining, I want us to get out there and eat, and hopefully somebody can go out there and let me know where they are on the food preparation. But number one, if you are mindful of missions in your life, not just, you know, local missions, outreaches, it creates an attitude that we are living for something greater than ourselves. Meaning this, that we have to be in submission. Everybody say submission.
Submission.
Sometimes I think we look at submission as a dirty word, but submission is not a dirty word. If we're living our lives for something greater than ourselves, we're going to be in submission to what God is doing. In other words, I can remember one time I was at another church in, is at Trinity, and Pastor Eddie asked me to preach one night. And I didn't really know the scope of what I was preaching about, but the Lord laid it upon my heart to preach about offerings and giving offerings, and didn't understand this at the time, but they were in the middle, or not in the middle, but they were fixing to begin a pretty good-sized building project. And so the Lord had me to teach about offerings and submitting ourselves and being in submission to Him with our money and our resources. And so I preached that message, and there was a couple that came up to me after, and they said, you have no idea how you've impacted our lives tonight with this message. We had over $20,000 laid aside that we were going to do a concrete driveway at our house. And both of them said, as we were sitting in that service, God spoke to us to sow that money into that congregation, into that church building fund. And since then, and I've been to their house, the driveway's done. I mean, you know, everything's great. They got what they wanted, but see, God brought that submissiveness into their heart where they submitted their heart to the work of God.
Amen.
When we recognize, folks, that we're dealing with not only helping nations, but we're dealing with souls in eternity.
Right.
We're dealing about whether someone will go to heaven or hell. You begin to see that, you know, all this talk about preachers wanting money. Well, you understand, I mean, when you understand, you know, how, what the really heart of it is, the heart of it is not about getting money. It's about winning souls. It's about reaching the lost. It's about submitting your life to God and saying, God, you know, I recognize that there's nothing greater in this life than you. You know, the blessing of submission, when I talk about submission to God and His authority, I'm really talking about when we submit our lives to God in this way, we are allowing Him to love us. We're allowing Him to love us. I think one time in our marriage conference, Audrey made the statement that when she learned how to submit her life to God, to Wayne, that she was allowing Wayne to love her. And I think that's so true about submission. You cannot see submission. It's really not an act. If you think submission is an act, you're missing the whole point. Submission is an attitude. It's a way of life. It's looking at God and saying, God, what is your will for me? What is your will for my life? What is it that you desire? You are the creator. I am the creature. Say amen.
Amen.
You are the creator. I am the creature. I am here for your purposes and your will. Submission flows out of God's purposes working in our lives. See, we are the created ones. We are the one that He created for His good pleasure, for His will. And I love what Darius said on the video there. He said he couldn't see himself doing anything else. You know, he couldn't see himself doing anything else other than what he's doing. And when you know that God's purposes are manifesting through your life and that it is Him flowing through you, it's not you, it's not your ability, it's God flowing through you. It's like you can surrender all to Him. It's like you know that there's no other way really for anything to happen. But number one, when we are mindful of missions, it creates the attitude that we're living for something greater than ourselves. It reveals obedience to the plain message of the gospel. Everybody say, plain message of the gospel.
Plain message of the gospel.
Jesus said, if you knew me and you knew my Father, you would not have sacrifice, but you would have mercy. The message of the gospel is to get the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to people's lives. If that means washing their feet and putting on shoes to get it to them. If it means feeding them rice and beans to get it to them. That's what it's about. Listen to this. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel said, do you think all God wants are sacrifices, empty rituals, are just for show? He wants you to listen to Him. Plain listening is the thing, not staging a lavish religious production. Not doing what God tells you is far worse than fooling around in the occult. Getting self-important around God is far worse than making deals with your dead ancestors. Because you said no, God, to God's command, He says no to your kingship. That's what happened when, you remember in that story there where Saul, the word of God in the King James says, obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better to rent our heart. Everybody say, rent my heart. That's King James for open up your heart. It's better to tend your heart and say, God, I'm opening up my heart to you. I'm not going to put on a religious front or a religious show. And let me tell you something. When you look at Derry and Karen's life, you know there's no pretense. I mean, you really have to push something there to see a pretense or a show in them. They are just as, I'm telling you, I've been to their house. I mean, I've been to their church. I've been all around them. And the thing about it is there's no pretense here. And when you think about that, for our own lives, listen to this. Because you said no to God's way of doing that, for God's command, He says no to your kingship. In other words, how in the world would Saul be king when he was not doing what God wanted him to do?
That's right.
Isn't it amazing? People want to be king, but they don't want to do what God tells them to do. Don't shout me down now. This is good stuff. It reveals obedience to the plain gospel message. The gospel message. You know, sometimes I think we've gotten so psychological with the gospel message, we've forgotten the message. The message is that we could be born again, that we could go into all the world and tell them that God's not mad at them.
That's right.
And boy, we just complicate that. Number three, the mindful of missions. It relieves others' burdens. Amen. Listen to this. In Acts 20:35, Paul wrote and he said, I have showed you all things how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Galatians 6:2 says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. See, when we're mindful of missions, everybody say missions.
Yes.
See, here's my philosophy. If we will stretch ourselves out to reach the world, listen, we won't have a bit of problem reaching our neighbor. But if we're too afraid to reach out to get to the world, if we're too afraid to give up our lives to reach the world, we're not ever going to be able to reach the people that are around us. Why? Because we're going to be so self-centered, we're not even thinking about them. God wants us to open up our, expand our vision, expand our thinking, expand the way we exercise our faith. Because listen, increase will come into our lives as we expand our faith. As we stretch ourselves and grow and give, Beth and I, every year that we have known the Lord, we have increased our giving. And I'm not saying this braggingly. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just telling you by fact. Because there's no way on earth we could do this if it wasn't God. But I believe it was last year we gave over 27% of our income away. And it being a preacher, it ain't that much. But you know what? But you understand what I'm saying? There is no way you can give that much away in your own strength, in your own ability. No way. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just saying, if you and I can learn to stretch ourselves beyond where we are in our lives, out of our comfort zones. Well, you know, Pastor Ron, I just couldn't give up my newspaper. Yeah, you can. You can give up cable. You can give up newspaper. Hey, here's a thought. You can give up Twinkies. You can. You can give up donuts. You can give up a cup of coffee. Amen. Think about that. Here we pay $4.50 for a cup of coffee and sit around and say, well, I just don't have any extra money to give to missions. Folks, come on. Get real here. Get real. Two cups of coffee, you can feed a child for a month.
That's right.
A month. Amen. Think about that. What am I saying there? It's not so much that God minds us having the coffee. Listen, I'm convinced He gives me more coffee.
Come on.
It's like you can't outgive Him. He's wanting us to release our hearts to Him and say, God, this is your business. This is your life. This is your way of doing things. I'm just going to help try to relieve the burdens of as many people as I can relieve. Amen. Thank God. And then number four, it produces thanksgivings to God. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like. Have you ever had somebody relieve your burden? I remember one time we had it so rough. We were just so poor, you know. We had no money for the groceries. And I mean, it's just one of those hard times in ministry, you know, where you're just, it's hard. Anybody ever been there? And we didn't know what we were going to do. And here comes a friend of ours, rolls up in the driveway with a truckload of groceries and give us $1,000 and wow. Said, you know, God had laid it on his heart. But let me tell you something. I was thankful to him for being obedient, but you know what? My thanksgiving went to God. Oh, thank you, Father. Let me tell you something. Sometimes I think we're so afraid of releasing. We're so afraid that something's not going to happen. We protect ourselves so much. And you have to understand there's nothing wrong in the natural with doing things to protect your assets and things. But you have to, in your heart, you've got to release that to God. You have to release your life to God. You have to recognize, folks, listen, this is not something, I'm going to tell you this, this whole walk with God is not something for us to play games with. Amen. I think Vanoy had that word last week about people playing games with God. You know, and I think, in all honesty, all of us can have a tendency to move over into that arena. None of us are better than the others in that. But we just need to guard our hearts that we're sincere. It doesn't mean you have to be complicated. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he said, this is my desire for you, that you would be simple. Everybody say simple and sincere. Amen. It'd be simple and sincere. It's not that all of us have to do everything. But listen, all of us together can do a whole lot. Amen. All of us together can do a whole lot for the kingdom of God. And folks, I know we're talking about missions today, but you can take that and use it in any area of your life.
Amen.
Any area of your life in regard to the kingdom of God. I'll tell you what, when you have caught a glimpse of heaven, if you ever caught a glimpse of heaven, see, God can show you a glimpse of heaven. He can show you a glimpse of hell. If you've ever caught a glimpse of either one of those, let me tell you this, if you ever catch a glimpse of hell, you won't put somebody there real quick. There's people that'll say, you know, have you ever heard anybody say this? I've heard people say this all the time. If I don't change my ways, I'm going to hell. You ever heard anybody jokingly say that? Let me tell you something. They don't have a clue what they're saying. They never caught a glimpse of hell. You ever catch a glimpse of hell, you'll recognize that that ain't something to toy with. It's nothing to toy with. If you ever catch a glimpse of heaven, you'll realize there's no way you can work enough, be good enough, be right enough in your own strength to get there.
Right.
It's too pure, it's too holy, it's too right, it's too good. Any adjective that I can use to describe heaven, I would describe it for you. But I'm going to make a statement now. Don't get mad at me. Say, I won't get mad at you. Say, I love you, Pastor Ron. It's not you being bad enough that's going to send you to hell either.
That's right.
It ain't. If Jesus said this, he said there is a sin of unbelief. All the Lord's trying to get us to do is believe in him. Now listen to me. And then out of that belief spring the life of good works that blesses and helps people. You have to understand something. When we do all of the things we do, we're not earning anything. It's already been paid for. We are just simply acknowledging that it's been paid for. We're giving up out of that. And as we yield out of that, more flows.
That's right.
Are you with me in that?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. I want our faith to increase. I want us to increase. I want this congregation's faith to increase. You know, we can increase in numbers and not increase in faith. You can have a crowd and not have a church. Amen. See, if we've got a church, let me tell you something. If we've got a church, you're going to look at these little children running around here and you're going to think, my God, I can't wait to serve in children's church. You know, Marty and Kevin, are y'all back there? Hello, Marty and Kevin. What a blessing they are. They take care of the... You got to understand something. When these services are going on right now, there is... I don't know how many people up there working in children's church. I don't know how many people are working outside. We're sitting in here and see, we fail to see it takes our lives. It takes us yielding up our life. It takes us giving up our life. Not just everybody doing it for us. It's not about just coming in here to church and sitting down and receiving an offering, going home or whatever. It's about our life, giving up our life for the kingdom of God. Giving up our heart and saying, Lord, I can love Beth. I can give up my time for her and sometimes just get up and make up the bed.
Yes.
Wash him dishes. Vacuum that floor. I can definitely pick up my dirty clothes. Say amen, you ladies.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? It goes in every vein of our lives. It's not just about, thank God for ministry. It's about every vein of life. When you're yielding your heart up to God, let me tell you something. Yielding equals growth. If you're tired of your life, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it may be because you're not yielding to the right thing. It's good preaching. We'll take up another offering. Give it to ambassadors for the nation. Amen. But y'all see what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to go over these one more time, then we're going to close. Mindful of missions. It creates the attitude that we're living for something greater than ourselves. It brings us into submission. In other words, our hearts are submitted to God. Submitted to His authority. In one passage of Scripture, let me read this real quickly, all right? Let me just read this to you because you've got to see this. Let me just read this to you. Ah, here we go. Listen to this. This is Paul talking about an offering that was going to churches that needed help. Now listen to this. This was totally spontaneous, entirely their own idea. How many of you know that helping ambassadors for the nation is our idea? They didn't manipulate nothing. As a matter of fact, I went to Andrew Womack's conference and I saw him and I thought, who are these people? You remember me telling that story? I thought, who are these people? They walked right up and sat on the front row. I thought, who are they sitting on the front row? And then Andrew got them on the platform. I'm thinking, on the platform? And then they started talking and man, my heart began to break. I thought, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for this. Listen to this. This was totally spontaneous, entirely their own idea, and caught us completely off guard. What explains it was that they had first, listen to this, given themselves unreservedly to God, listen to this, and to us. I think the King James says they submitted themselves to God's authority And then they submitted themselves to their leaders, their pastor's authority, the leadership of the church. In other words, see, what he was saying there is, we came to them and told them this need. They saw God in it. And not only did they submit to God, but they submitted to us in regard to our leadership. We submitted ourselves to Darren Karen's ministry to help and support them. Or we submitted themselves to someone else's ministry that we saw. You know, look at our board over there at the ministries that we're trying to help and support. But see, it comes first by unreservedly. Everybody say unreservedly.
Unreservedly.
Say it again, unreservedly. Giving ourselves to God. Giving ourselves to the Lord. Real quickly, let me finish up here. It creates the attitude that we're living for something greater. It reveals obedience to the plain message of the gospel. It relieves others' burdens when we are mindful of missions. And it produces thanksgivings to God. I tell you, I like that. Y'all like that? Would you bow your heads with me, please, everybody? Bow your heads. Close your eyes.